ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो एंटाइटल्ड क्रिएशन चैप्टर नंबर 15। The Pandavas retire timely. Text number 15, please repeat. Yo Bhishma Karna Guru Shalya Chamush Adabhra Rajanyavarya Ratha Mandala Manditasu अग्रचरो मम विभो रतयुतपानाम आयुर मनांसि च दृश सह ओज आर्चत। यो भीष्मकर्ण गुरुशल्य चमुष्वदभ्र राजन्यवर्य रथमंडल मंडितासु अग्रे चरो मम विभो रथ यूथ पाना मायुर्मनांसि चदृशा सह ओज आर्चत। यो भीष्मकर्ण गुरुशल्य चमश्वदभ्र राजन्यवर्य रथमंडल मंडितासु अग्रे चरो मम विभो रथयूथपानाम आयुर्मनांसि चदृश सह ओज आर्चत। यो भीष्मकर्ण गुरुशल्य चमुष्वदभ्र राजन्यवर्य रथमंडल मंडितासु अग्रे चरो मम विभो रथयूथ पाना आयुर्मनांसि चदृश सह ओज आर्च। प्लीज रिपीट। यो भीष्मकर्ण राजन् यो भीष्मकर्ण दुर्शल्य चमुष्वदभ्र రాజన్నవర్య మత మండల మండితాలు అగ్రే చరో మమ విభోరథ యూథ పానా సహ ఓజ ఆర్చ యో భీష్మ కర్ణ గురు శల్య చముష్వదభ్ర రాజన్య వర్య రథ మండల మండితాసు అగ్రే చరోరథయూత పానా ఆయుర్మనాంసి చదృశా స ఓజార్చ యో భీష్మకర్ణ గురు శల్య చముష్వదభ్ర రాజన్యవర్యరథమండల మండితాస్ నగరే చరో రథమంతోరథ యూత పానా యో భీష్మ కర్ణ గురు శల్య చముష్వదభ్ర రాజన్య వర్య రథ మండల మండితాసు అగ్రే చరో మమ విభో రథ యూథ పానా మనాంసి చదృశ స ఓజ్ ఆర్చ మాతజీ యో భీష్మ కర్ణ గురు శల్య చముష్వదభ్ర రాజన్య వర్య రథ మండల మండితాసు అగ్రే చరో మధురిభోరథ యూత పానా ఆయుర్మనాంసి చదృశా స ఓజ్ ఆర్చ రాజన్యవర్యరథమండల మండితాసు భీష్మకర్ణశల్య యా ఇట్ ఈస్ హీ ఓన్లీ భీష్మ భీష్మ కర్ణ కర్ణ గురువు ద్రోణాచార్య శల్య శల్య చమూషు ఇన్ ద మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మిలిటరీ ఫలాంగ్స్ అతభ్ర ఇమ్మెన్స్ రాజన్యవర్య గ్రేట్ రాయల్ ప్రిన్సెస్ రథమండల చైన్ ఆఫ్ చారియట్స్ మండితాసు బీయింగ్ డెకొరేటెడ్ విత్ అగ్రేచర గోయింగ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ మమ ఆఫ్ మైన్ విభో ఓ గ్రేట్ కింగ్ రథ యూత్ పానాం ఆల్ ద చారిటీర్స్ ఆయుహు డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ మనాంసి మెంటల్ అప్సర్జెస్ చ ఆల్సో దృశా బై గ్లాన్స్ సహ పవర్ ఓజ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆర్చత్ విట్రియు ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి జగద్గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ Translation. It was he only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone and who, in the battlefield, withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by the Kauravas, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalya, etc. Their arrangement was expert and more than adequate, but he, Lord Shri Krishna, while going forward, did all this. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The absolute personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, expands himself by his plenary Paramatma portion in everyone's heart. And thus he directs everyone in the matter of recollection, forgetfulness, knowledge, the absence of intelligence and all psychological activities, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. As the Supreme Lord, he can increase or decrease the duration of life of a living being. Thus, the Lord conducted the battle of Kurukshetra according to his own plan. He wanted that battle to establish Yudhishthir as the emperor of this planet and to facilitate this transcendental business. He killed all who were on the opposite party by his omnipotent will. The other party was equipped with all military strength, supported by big generals like Bhishma, Drona, and Shalya. And it would have been physically impossible for Arjuna to win the battle had the Lord not helped him by every kind of tactic. Such tactics are generally followed by every statesman, even in modern warfare, but they are all done materially by powerful espionages, military tactics and diplomatic maneuvers. But because Arjuna was the Lord's affectionate devotee, the Lord did all this himself without personal anxiety by Arjuna. That is the way of the devotional service to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandas Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vitapadakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ Krishna has been described as Vibho. Yo Bhishma Karna Guru Shalya Chamushva Dabra. Rajanya Varya Ratha Mandal Mandita Swagre Charo Mama Vibho Ratha Yutapana Ayur Manam Sicha Drishasa Ojarcha. Actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the translation that it was he, Krishna, only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone who was on the opposite side in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Vibho, actually Vibho has been used to describe the great kings which were present. Vibho actually means somebody who is very powerful. Actually, Krishna has been described as Vibho in many, many Vedic scriptures because he is supremely powerful. And all the living entities have been described as Laghu. They are tiny parts and parcels who cannot really do anything independently. The Laghus are dependent on the Vibho, the most almighty, the powerful Krishna. So that's why Krishna is called Vibho. In our life, we must follow a certain path. The first most important thing to remember or to come to a platform where we all recognize the God's supremacy. First thing is that, first we have to understand that we are Laghu. We are not Vibhu. Actually, Krishna is the most powerful and all the living entities, we are dependent. Living entities, dependent on Krishna's mercy, dependent on everything that Krishna has provided and He is providing. Without Krishna's support, we cannot really function at all. So Krishna has created this entire creation. It works in such a way that all the dependent living entities, they can only desire. And the desires will be fulfilled according to their own stack of karma and according to the desires that they have, whether the desire will be fulfilled or not. Even the desire to lift your own hand has to be sanctioned, then only you can. So we are so much dependent on the superior powers. So that's why first thing we must understand is Krishna's supremacy or God's supremacy. We are dependent. Also, one of the ways to understand dependence on Krishna is to see how completely dependent we all are on Krishna or any superior power based on how easily, you know, people in the material world, they sometimes, you know, get captured by a disease, or sometimes we hear so many news, somebody dying. So we understand how tiny we are. We are completely dependent. We cannot really do anything. Like, There was one millionaire, Rockefeller. He was asked by one reporter, what is the thing that you fear the most? And he said, the next moment when I pass urine, because he had kidney infection. And he was a millionaire. Like we all know in LA that, you know, he's a famous person, Rockefeller. Many, many, even the millionaires, the great kings in the past, they have left their bodies, they have left their kingdoms, even though they were very powerful, but by the power of time, you know, Kala Shakti of Krishna, all the great politicians or the kings or the very, you know, leaders of the world, they have to somehow give up their bodies. They are completely dependent on the superior power. Krishna is completely powerful. And we are dependent. Once we understand that, then the next thing we must go for is to understand, if there is a God, then what is His desire? That is like the basic idea that Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. When you know that people around me or people, you know, they were related to me, my friends, they have passed away, then we understand that there is going to be my time too. If somebody has passed away, we understand that we also cannot escape. We are also in the queue. And the turn will come one day. So, before that happens, one must understand what is the real purpose of my life? Why I am the way I am? What is the real desire of Krishna? For everyone, you know, there is a desire. Krishna wants something to be done by a particular living entity. And Krishna himself describes how one can understand what is the desire and what is the supreme will. So Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita that the first thing one should do is follow the scriptures, because scriptures are the word of God. So whatever Krishna wants you to do has been written in the scriptures. Tasmat shastra pramanam te karya akarya vyavasthitau. Natva shastra vidanoktam karma kartum iharhasi. Krishna mentions this. The first thing is, shastra is the praman. Don't act whimsically. Don't act according to your own so-called material intelligence. You have to accept the word of the scriptures. And the scriptures are not very easy to understand. So that's why there has to be a guru. So guru will tell the scriptures, which are none other than the actual desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the humanity. So that's why Srila Prabhupada spent so much time in translating these old books, so that the word, the desire of Krishna can be given to the people in general in a very simple, understandable language. That's why Srila Prabhupada actually spent the most amount of time. If you find Prabhupada's all the time that he spent on particular activities, the most time he has dedicated for the book writing. And he also stressed on book distribution, that was the reason. Also Krishna mentions that if you don't want to follow the scripture, then what will happen? So Krishna also mentions, yat shastra vidim utsrujya vartate kamakarabhi sa sukham sa siddhim na avapanoti na sukham na paramgatim. If someone gives up scriptures, he says that, you know, it's all old, who cares? Now, it's a new age, new technology world, you know. Who cares about all this old writing, right? People say that. And they develop their own religion. They say that, you know, now in today's world, if you want to be successful, eat meat. If you want to be successful, you have to have many girlfriends. Otherwise, you are a loser. Otherwise, they say you have to earn a lot of money. If you don't earn a lot of money, people will just, you know, call you a loser. You're nothing. You didn't get anything in your life. You have to work hard. Earn money so that you will get, you know, more power, or you get what you want. And that is the new religion. New age religion means YOLO, you live only once. You only live once. They say YOLO, right? So that is like live the way you want. Live the life king size, you know, and then later on you become dog size or cat size, whatever is your activity. You may live like life like king size now, but the next birth, you know, by the power of Krishna, you will become cat size. You will get the body of a cat or a dog. So we have to understand how this entire system works, because Krishna has given the Vedas, the knowledge of Vedas. Vedaścha sarvair aham eva vedyo. Ultimately, the essence of Vedas is to know Krishna. That is the ultimate aim. And it is the will of Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada gave the four regulative principles, or when Srila Prabhupada gave different instructions to different disciples, it has to be taken as the word of Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada is giving directly from the Vedas, directly from the scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. And that itself means that this is the desire of Krishna. Only Krishna is speaking, or Krishna is giving that, Krishna is manifesting that desire through the mouth of his own devotee, or through the, you know, writings of his devotee. So that's how we have to understand and take the desire of Krishna. In the beginning stage, the only desire that one must follow is the word of the spiritual master. So for us, the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given in the books, They are the most important ones. Once we know what is the desire of the spiritual master, what is the desire of Krishna, then comes the real difficult task to obey. You know, it's very difficult to hear is easy, but to follow or to fulfill the instruction is not that easy. For example, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna is giving the instruction to Arjuna that now this is the time, and even though he was perplexed, Krishna says it is my desire and you have to fight, just fight right now. And Arjuna was completely aware. He was dressed up to fight. It was not that they are just having a discussion on a beach. He was dressed up. He was ready to fight. Everything was all set. He knew who he is going to face. It's not that it was a surprise game, you know, surprise match, that now, you know, Bhishma against Arjuna. No. Everything he already knew, but then at that very moment, practically it is not that easy. You know, the life, the way it is designed, you know, life will always put us, you know, life will surprise us at the worst moment, you know, in the form of death or in the form of a disease or in the form of a calamity. Just like Arjuna was facing this calamity, he felt it's impossible. I cannot fight. He's telling to Krishna, but Krishna says it is my desire. So there is a mismatch. It's difficult sometimes to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, or it is difficult sometimes to follow the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the word of the scriptures. But we must understand one thing, that from the episode of Mahabharata war, that Arjuna ultimately decides to surrender to Krishna. He thinks that, I feel that I should not fight, but Krishna, I have accepted Krishna as my guru, and he is telling me, he is instructing me, and he is ready to take the responsibility, he is ready to take charge of me, so let me surrender. So now that surrender is very important, because if we don't surrender, we will never get the power to fulfill any instruction. Because surrender means that I am Laghu and you are Vibhu. Like you know better, I know little. I am Agyani, you are Gyani. That's the relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master. So when Arjuna decides that, okay, I'm going to fight, then Krishna is saying that tasmatvam uttishta yasham labhasva jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham maye veta nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhava savyasachi. So now in this particular verse, 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions, you get up and fight just like an instrument. Don't think that you are killing anyone, because you are no one to kill anyone. Because ultimately death is not in anyone's hands. Ultimately Krishna is saying that I have killed all these warriors. You just become an instrument in this service because it is my desire. Because it is my desire, if you become an instrument in the plan that I am making, then you will get the credit. But if you separate yourself from my ultimate plan, then you are on your own. Then Krishna gives that also, what will happen. So ultimately Arjuna surrenders. And then he is fighting. And we all know how difficult it was for Arjuna. Even though ultimately, you know, he said that, Karishye vachanam tava Krishna, I will do as you say. And he is ready to fight, but then on the actual battlefield, he is again having trouble. He is having problem. How can I fight with Bhishma? He is the only one who gave us the shade of love when we were, you know, living in the scorching heat of this world. He was the only one. Bhishma was the only one who gave us love. So how can I kill my own grandfather? It was so difficult. His hands would shake. And Krishna is at the front and he's saying, Arjuna, don't forget Bhagavad Gita. I spoke so much. Don't waste the, you know, so much time. So Arjuna is still, you know, no, I'm going to do it. Just, no, not today, please. Bhishma was destroying the army. If you know, like, at least every day, Bhishma already told Duryodhan, I won't kill the 5 Pandavas, but I will still make you victorious. So Duryodhan said that maybe it's old man, he's, you know, having some, he's imagining something. But Bhishma said, just trust me, I will destroy entire army. And once the army is destroyed, how will you, you know, play all the, if all the people are out of the game, then you are defeated naturally. And that was the rule. If the army is not there, that means you are defeated. So Bhishma started destroying the army and Krishna is in anxiety. And the first day, like 20% of army was gone. Already the Pandava's army was less. And Krishna is thinking now, okay, next day, Bhishma is more furious. He is literally destroying, you know, phalanx and phalanx of army. Akshohini and Akshohini was destroying. And Krishna is like, Arjuna, you have to kill him. We have to do something to stop Bhishma, otherwise we will be completely defeated badly. But then, no, I will. But then one day, you know, ultimately Krishna decides to show Arjuna that if you don't kill, I will kill Bhishma. Then we know that one day, you know, when Bhishma was very furious, Krishna jumped out of the chariot and he took one broken wheel that was broken from the chariot, and Krishna lifted that wheel and he charged to Bhishma. And that time Arjuna was, no, I will kill him. Please, you don't kill. Because if you kill, then your word will be broken. Then, you know, people will not trust you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can you break your promise? But still, you know, there was so much struggle while following the instruction. So we understand that in the practical world, you know, there is always difficulty coming to the temple, sometimes difficulty, you know, chanting your rounds early, or difficulty coming to Mangalarti. Sometimes there will be difficulty, you know, in terms of, you know, people may have some emotional problems, you know, family issues. So we must understand that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara yudhyacha. Now, you know, why would Krishna use the words tasmat sarveshu kaleshu? Because Arjuna is not going to kill forever. Arjuna is not going to fight forever. But Krishna said sarveshu kaleshu. That means you always fight thinking of me. Then why Krishna is using like a forever thing in that verse? What it means is Krishna is saying that in this world, if you are living, you have to struggle. This is the world, material world is meant for struggle. So you cannot imagine a relaxed life, you know, in this material world. In the material world, there will always be challenges, problems and struggle. So Krishna says, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu maam anusmara and yudhyaja. That means remembrance within, but action without. So that is, Srila Prabhupada mentions how this is very important that sometimes the renunciation is taken in opposite way. People do have desires within, but they show renunciation outside. But Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada mentions that how the renunciation within, but the action without. A devotee must serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead all the time. And then acting only for the pleasure of Krishna. Acting for the pleasure of Lord means Arjuna decides to fight and Krishna takes charge of him. Krishna was literally looking in the sky and sometimes the entire sky was looking black. Entire the sun was covered by the arrows being showered from the other party. And Krishna would look in the sky, making sure that there is not a single arrow that could cause harm to his dearmost friend and devotee Arjuna. So that was Krishna's care and protection for his devotee, because Arjuna has surrendered himself. So when a devotee surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna completely takes charge of that particular person. Krishna feels responsible. He feels that I am liable because he has taken my shelter. Now no one else is going to give him shelter. Now Lord Shiva will not come to protect Arjuna because he has taken my specific shelter. Just like in the Gajendra Moksha, when Gajendra was offering the prayers to Lord Vishnu, all the demigods were hearing those prayers, but they were only watching because they were thinking that they are not meant for me. They were just watching, and Bhagavatam describes they were waiting for Lord Vishnu to take action because he is praying to Lord Vishnu. So the same way Krishna thinks that my devotee is my responsibility. So that is called Krishna's very beautiful quality of bhaktavatsalta. He thinks that it is my duty to take charge of life of my devotee. Like, and one time I was in a park and I was hearing that one person was shouting, Bruffy, Bruffy, come here, Bruffy, where are you? You know, Bruffy, stop, Bruffy, stop. And I was like, who is this Bruffy and what is this, you know, happening? So it was a little puppy dog which was running away here and there fast. And it was in I was in like up in the mountains, you know, it was a park. But it was a big park, and this dog was chasing a butterfly. And he was running away, far away from the owner. The owner was in anxiety. The dog was thinking that, who cares about this, you know, guy? He's just owner, he's so boring. The dog was excited for a new, you know, adventure in his life. He was thinking, I'm going to chase this butterfly, I'm going to live a free life, and then I will be completely free, independent. But that stupid dog didn't know that as soon as the owner is not there, you know, the same little park in the night will turn out to be a dangerous place for him. You know, he'll be at such a risk. The same is the situation of all the living entities in the world. Actually, Krishna is calling everyone that please come back to me, because I know how to take care of you. You belong to me. I'm the owner. So you are supposed to be, I will take you home. But, you know, like me, you know, we don't want to listen to the voice of the owner. Rather, we want to chase a foolish, you know, butterfly in the form of a material desire. So that's the state of many of the people in the world. They're just chasing for the so-called material pleasure. But still, Krishna, you know, he travels with the living entity. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this, that Krishna, as his plenary Paramatma portion, being in everyone's heart, he travels with everyone, gives the knowledge. When apanam is needed, he gives also, you know, forgetfulness. So Krishna is constantly waiting in the heart that when my devotee will turn back to me. And there was one incident in the battle of Kurukshetra. We will hear that in the upcoming verse. That in the chapter when Jayadrath was supposed to be killed in one day before the sunset, Krishna was driving the chariot like anything, the horses, you know, Krishna was making them run so much in the search of Jayadrath. Arjuna was fighting like furious, and in the middle the horses got really tired because they were running so much. The horses became so tired, and then Krishna said, I have to stop somewhere. Then Arjuna said, how is it possible? We cannot stop. But then still Krishna is so expert. He stopped and then he got down. And he actually started massaging the horses of Arjuna. Actually, Krishna doesn't have a direct reason to massage the horses. He was literally making them drink water with his own lotus hands. and massaging their limbs, that okay, and he was also giving them an inspirational talk. Like Shukdev Goswami says that Krishna is Bahu Adbhuta Bhashanvita. He knows all the languages of everyone. So sometimes laying on the lap of Mother Yashoda, little baby Krishna, he hears the cuckoo bird, you know, this sweet sound the cuckoo bird makes. And then Krishna hears, and Krishna also goes, cuckoo! Now Krishna is also going like that. And then Mother Yashoda and all her friends, Sakhis, they become so happy. They're, you know, their heart is overflowing with love that, oh, little Krishna is also mimicking. But little do they know that Krishna is actually reciprocating to the call of that cuckoo bird. Actually, Krishna is talking to that cuckoo bird. And that's why Shukdev Goswami mentions that when in Vrindavan, Krishna speaks Braja language, Braja Bhasha. When speaking with the devatas, he speaks eloquent Sanskrit. When speaking with monkeys in the Vrindavan, he speaks their language. He speaks with frogs, he speaks with the calves, he speaks with the cows. And the same way, the same Krishna, he was speaking with the horses on the battlefield. He was giving them inspirational talk that today you have to perform. Today is the day you have to, you know, be there. And then Arjuna is feeling so much love for Krishna that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to do what he is doing. He is not really, you know, but still, Krishna is serving the horses of Arjuna just because they are serving Arjuna. So Krishna likes to also take charge of the life of the devotees of his pure devotee. So that the reason I said it is, we are not, like, especially I can talk about myself. I am nowhere, but still if I am trying to be devotee of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is pure devotee of Krishna. If we only try our best to be the best devotees and followers of Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna will help us also, just because we are also devotees of Srila Prabhupada. So in that mood, we should study the scriptures. We should follow all the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given. Understand Krishna's supremacy. Understand the desire of Krishna. Then obey the desire of Krishna through the following of instructions of the spiritual master. And ultimately act for the pleasure of Krishna. And this way the life will be successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Anybody has question or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantha Rashimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you.